After the game yesterday, Drew Brees was very, very quick to make it known that if anybody thinks he's going to be riding off into the sunset after this, you got another think coming. That he will be back. He says he has no plans to retire, and he's going to come back next year and make another run at this thing.
You know, I wonder if they had gone to the Super Bowl and won, had that would that story be a little bit different?
Might be.
You know?
Might be.
And that's kind of what I wanted to get into here with the whole legacy thing. That call changed so many things. You know, it denied Brees an opportunity at trying to get a second ring. Same with Sean Payton. It denied, you know, the city of New Orleans another opportunity to get a ring. It instantly gave the Rams that one call a shot, at least, of winning the game and you know, doing the same thing for Sean McVay, putting him in the Super Bowl for the first time at the age of 32 or whatever the hell he is, and Jared Goff for the first time, and, you know, that whole Rams bunch. And that's not the way – it's just not right. It's not right that people's legacies change the way that they're thought of, the way that they're perceived historically, which I think is a big, big deal to 95% of athletes out there. How they're viewed, how they're, you know, what their legacy is. Mm-hmm. And it changes everything because of a couple of dumbasses that just couldn't see it.
What's anybody going to do about it, though?
That's the thing.
What is anybody going to do about it?
You know, you
I think they saw it. I think they were just too chicken-esque to throw the flag because of the gravity of the situation.
You want it to be... You would think that something this egregious would prompt change. Like the competition committee would get together in the offseason and they figure out a way to where this doesn't happen. But the thing is, what do you do? What can you do?
Make it challengeable. At least.
What?
Okay, make it
What's challengeable?
The fact that the guy got helmet to helmeted and pass interfered with.
Okay,
how about everything?
No, you can't. It's more like tennis, where you do have a limited number of challenges, and they, in effect, go to a flawless system that tells you clearly whether the ball was in or out.
But the problem with that is...
I understand that this is a subjective call, but that was so blatant. It wasn't subjective. It was clear-cut.
What if you had... You know, I know Belichick has been in favor of this, where you
get to challenge... I'm challenging the no call.
Where you get to challenge one thing interference-wise. That's part of the challenge system.
Okay.
One time a game, you're able to do that. But what if, that the thing is, there are so many of those that go on throughout a game that what if you've already used that up? And you're talking about the last few seconds of a football
you
game, which
save
we were.
That, you better save that sucker.
How would
then?
You know?
I don't know.
You don't know those things.
No, you don't know those things, and that's why I think they need to make everything challengeable.
Or at least in the last 2 minutes of a half or a game, at that point, everything's up in the air. If it's something like that the refs can go under and look at it and make sure they got it right.
Yeah, if you want to provide a certain window like that inside 2 minutes or inside 5 minutes, whatever the case may be, to where they want to do that and limit challenges otherwise, then that's fine. But when, you know, a call like that is made at a time like that in the game, in a circumstance like that, then... Yeah, I mean, it needs to be expanded. You need a little bit more latitude there. And I think the way to do that is to you know, if you want to impose a certain window, fine, but make everything challengeable.
You're talking about an offside. You're talking about illegal motion. You're talking about holding. You're talking about pass interference. Everything?
There are a lot of people out there who talk about doing this.
These games would last 6 hours.
If it takes longer, it takes longer. At least things like this don't happen then. You get it right.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't it all about getting it right?
Yeah, and that's, you know, Payton said that after the game. He goes, we have the technology to where this should never happen. We just don't utilize it. And it's not even, that's the thing, it's not even technology that's required in a situation like that. Yeah.
It's called a little bit of football common sense.
But I'm almost willing to bet if in fact, because look, first off, the everything being challenged will never happen. You know better than that. That will never happen. I do think, though, that you may see something that, like either what Ty was saying or what Belichick has pushed for, which is give us one shot at challenging something that's not challengeable right now, as far as just the human eye goes, and pass interference or helmet to helmet, or like last night, the phantom call on Brady,
mm-hmm.
the roughing the passer, where the guy didn't even come close to his helmet,
yeah,
something like that. But the odds are, you're going to use that up the first time you see something that you're like, oh my God, I cannot believe they called that. And you're going to throw your little flag out there and then it's over.
You better be damn sure that, number one, you're right to make the challenge. To number two, that when you do win it, that it translates to a touchdown somehow, or the end of a half, or the end of a game. You
but
can't
you
be
know
doing
these
that
guys,
stuff early on,
yeah,
you know?
But you don't know how that's going to impact the game. Then you're looking back and after the game and they're going, you know, that was really a bad call by the refs in that first quarter when they called you guys for pass interference. Why didn't you throw the flag? I was saving it for later on.
I know,
on.
But things don't matter until they matter.
Yeah, but I mean, but they do matter once you lose the game and you look back at it. And you say that I used it wrong.
It's a big difference when there's, you know, 2 minutes left rather than...
No doubt. But you don't know something like that's going to happen. That's the problem. You're always going
well,
to...
Well, then it's up to you to show the restraint to... Look, that's why the coaches make millions of dollars a year to make those decisions so we don't
right.
have to.
And they'll tell you, and that's the thing, unless you do review everything, there's never going to be a perfect system. Because guaranteed, the first time they see something that is a bad call, they're throwing that little thing out there, and they're like, all right, we're done. We used it up. Because you don't know when it's going to come back again.
I say that you keep them as long as you keep winning them.
Oh, you hold on to them like yeah. a tennis challenge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you do it like Ty said, something in the last 2 minutes, that everything's reviewed. It's just common sense. There are people in New York that saw that happen within seconds and said, whoa. Actually, there were 80,000 people that saw it immediately and said, whoa.
Yeah, but the
every
people in
human.
New York are the ones that matter.
You
and
just
there,
stop
there are people
the
in New
damn
York
game.
Who saw that happen and said, wait a minute, you mean those guys aren't going to call that?
I know.
You stop the damn game, say, hey, throw the flag. That was ridiculous. Fix it.
And the fact that the guy...
And look, the fact that the officiating, whatever they're called there, their organization, immediately admitted that it was two blown calls.
Yeah.
Peyton was on the phone with him, what, an hour after the game? And like, yep, we really screwed that
Sorry.
One up. Sorry, enjoy your off season. Well, you know what? Don't let this, the death of their season... die in vain. Fix that. Now, I know it's like, you know, having your friend killed and then the murderer gets the death penalty, but at least there's some greater good here.
Dude, I mean, let
the greater good happen.
It took what, 3 years to fix the catch rule?
I know.
And it's all based on the Dez catch.
I'm aware.
That facilitated change. And in the end, you know, we found out this year, yeah, that was a catch. We should have called that a catch. Our bad. You know, it was a catch. So that's the thing, is that though.
This year they tell us what we already knew, and the same thing's going to happen here.
Yes, exactly.
And it may take 3 years.
Yeah, somewhere down the road, though, they're going to say, yeah, that was interference there.
They admit it. They all admit it. The funny part is that, what's his name, Roby Coleman, after the game was like, yeah, I thought he was going to score a touchdown. I saw his hands go up in the air, and I laid his ass out because he was going to catch the ball. Yeah, I hit him early.
Yeah.
Of course I did.
I got away with one.
Cheated my ass off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, yeah, I did everything wrong. All of it. And they didn't call it. Don't know why they didn't call it. I would have called it.
Wow.
I mean, yes.
Yep, I killed him.
Yes, and the Saints are just sitting there going, there's nothing you can do. And it's got to be the most hollow, empty feeling. And I was at a Saints party when my buddies are just massive New Orleans people and... second year in a row they've had a party, and second year in a row we've left there just like shaking our heads going, you poor sons of bitches. This is just, it's painful.
You know where I was last year when that went down?
You were in New Orleans.
I was on Dauphine Street.
Yes. It ain't right.
Nope.
It flat ain't right.
It ain't right, but you know what? That's ball.
Yeah, it is.
That's ball.
It is, and it again... I feel like that we're doing a disservice to the Rams because they fought their ass off and they played, you know, I mean, they came back from 13-0. The game was essentially over. Todd Gurley is not right. I mean, basically their best player
mm-hmm.
is not right. And they're running, you know, Home Depot, CJ Anderson out there still. And And
I think he's more of a Lowe's guy.
Right. That was a historic football game. And
it cheapens it, though.
It does. It completely cheapens it.
Cheapens their comeback.
I feel bad for them.
Yeah,
I really feel bad for them.
Played their ass off, but all anybody's going to remember is that.
And you know what? They better win this game, too. Because you talk about, you know, you don't know the next time something like this is going to happen, the next opportunity that you're going to get, unless you're the Patriots and you go every year. But you better take advantage of one of the worst calls ever made in the history of sports. You better go out there and win this game and validate it, right?
You better.
Otherwise, then you're the lucky effing team that got a gift-wrapped Super Bowl appearance. Hey,
you're already that anyway.
They're going to get their asses handed to them by 4 touchdowns. Mark my words.
I hope not. Oh, God.
Well, 2 big field goals by Greg the Leg were the difference in this thing. One sent it into overtime, and then that 57-yarder, which...
maybe the best kick ever struck in an NFL game.
No doubt. That thing was good from 77 yards.
Seriously, most impressive kick from that distance, going still rising.
Dude, it went through the uprights like it was an extra point.
I know. And you know what the worst part is? It's like, and you were probably the same way, Danny, but being there with those Saints fans and watching that kick, it was good from, you know, he kicked it from midfield.
Yeah.
The kick was already good before it got to the 40. Like, it was that perfect the whole way.
Yeah.
And you sensed the power behind it, too.
Oh, yeah.
It was good the millisecond he hit it.
Yeah.
And you know what? That guy has been, there's a reason he's the leg, you know?
Greg the Leg.
They say he is the best there is, and boy, he sure showed us why yesterday, for sure. That was a tough one, man.
Sorry,
that was a tough
Saints.
One for all you Saints fans.